The God names you need to memorize are as follows. In Keter, the God name is Eheye, spelt E-H-E-I-E-H. It is pronounced Eheye. It means I am. Chokmah, the God name is Yehovah, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, pronounced Yehovah, meaning the Lord God. Bina, the God name is Yehovah Elohim, spelt J-E-H-O-V-A-H, E-L-O-H-I-M, Yehovah Elohim. The meaning is hard to define, but Lord of Formation is near enough. Hesed, the God name is El, E-L, and said as written, simply means God. Gevura, the God name is Elohim Gevur, E-L-O-H-I-M, G-E-B-O-R. Remember that B is pronounced as V. Elohim Gevur. It means God of battles. Note that the plural ending of Elohim, and something that people have been arguing over for centuries, is a feminine plural ending, which makes it an intriguing puzzle. Tiferet, the God name, Aloah Vadat, A-L-O-A-H, separate word, V-A, separate word, D-A-A-T-H, Al-O-Va-Da-At. God made manifest in the mind. Netzach, the God name is Yehovah Tzabaoth, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, T-Z-A-B-A-O-T-H, Yehovah Tzabaoth, Lord of Hosts. Chod, the God name is Elohim Tzabaoth, E-L-O-H-I-M, T-Z-A-B-A-O-T-H, Elohim Tzabaoth, God of Hosts. One is Lord of Hosts, one is God of Hosts. Yesod, the name is Shaddai Elchai, S-H-E-L-H-I. A double D A I, separate word E L, separate word C H A I, Shad I L Hi, the Almighty Living God. Malkut, the God name is Adonai Har Aretz, A D O N A I, separate word H A. Separate word, A-R-E-T-Z. Adonai Ha-Aretz, Lord of the Earth. As an exercise for the coming week, I want you to look up 10 different symbols each day and file them in the spheres where you think they will fit. Read through the list of correspondences for each sphere and see how many you can memorize. For the daily meditation, take a sphere and contemplate the God name. Write down what comes to mind. Note that the word God describes a non-gender being. If it is easier for you to deal with it as male or female, then change it. Nothing is written in stone.